Showtime. It was Christmas. All the aunts and uncles, cousins and nephews had gathered together in Auntie's house to celebrate the holiday. The Christmas tree twinkled happily in the corner. The bumper dinner had finished 2 hours ago. The presents had been opened, and the whole family lay back in the deep armchairs and relaxed. But not all. The children had been whispering excitedly in the kitchen. Why? They were planning a surprise for the adults. What sort of surprise? Shh, I can't tell you. It's a secret. Fiona, the eldest of the children, was in charge. In charge of what? I just told you. It's a secret and I can't tell you. But Fiona was arranging everything. Come on, tell us. We want to know, don't we? I'll tell you as long as you don't tell the adults. Will you tell the adults? You won't? Okay, so I'll tell you. The children are planning. Are you sure you won't tell? Say sure, sure after me. Sure, sure. Okay. The children are planning a spectacular, a big show to entertain all the adults. Fiona is, of course, going to play her recorder, the one she has just started playing in music lessons at school. Jeremy, we know he's only 5, but he's going to sing a song that he likes. Billy is going to play Auntie's piano. We know he's never played a piano before, but he likes banging his fists on the lovely white keys. Catherine is going to recite a poem. It's her favourite poem. It's a very funny poem, but she has promised she will not stop and laugh halfway through, as she usually does. Brian is very shy. He does not like standing up in front of people because he goes all red in the face and can't speak. Then Fiona had a brilliant idea. Brian could stand at the back of the stage and pretend to be a statue, and then he would not have to move or say anything. That just left little Johnny. He is the youngest of all the children. He's only 3. Sorry, Johnny. You're much too young to be in our spectacular. Fiona took his hand to lead him out of the kitchen, back to the adults in the sitting room. Little Johnny refused to move. His wailing was terribly loud and terribly long, and his eyes were full of tears. Want to be in the spectacular, he howled. Johnny, you're too young to do anything interesting. Fiona was being very firm. After all, she was in charge and it was her spectacular. Want to be in the show? This time, Johnny was yelling. Fiona thought very quickly and found a brilliant idea. You can be another statue, she said, and stand next to Brian. Don't want to be a statue. Now little Johnny stamped his foot and rammed his thumb in his mouth and sucked hard. Johnny was not allowed to suck his thumb. All the children knew that if he sucked his thumb, his teeth would grow crooked. The time for the show to start was near, and Fiona did not have time to argue. Pulling Johnny's thumb out of his mouth, Fiona snapped, "Either you are a statue or you are nothing." Little Johnny just stood there and sulked. If he was going to be a statue, he was going to be a sulking statue, with his bottom lip pushed out and a miserable expression on his face and tears in his eyes. That would show them. Nervously, the children went into the sitting room. Fiona announced the surprise spectacular, and all the adults clapped, which made the children even more nervous. Carefully, Fiona placed a small stool in the middle of the floor, ready for her to stand on when she played her recorder. The first on was Brian. He was introduced by Fiona. Please welcome Brian, she cried. Brian is going to give his impression of a statue. Slowly, Brian crept onto the floor. Then after a nervous look around, he stood quite still. The adults waited for him to do something. But statues don't do anything. And after a while, the adults clapped very slowly. Brian was a first-class statue. Then it was Billy's turn. He was not at all nervous. He marched straight up to Auntie's piano, lifted the lid, and after taking a deep breath, he lifted both fists and smashed them down on the nice white keys. The noise was tremendous. Auntie shouted. Uncle Tom put his hands to his ears, which in fact was a good idea, because Billy raised his little fists again and smashed them down even harder. Auntie shouted, ran across the room waving her arms. With a quick snatch, she lifted little Billy away and closed the lid of the piano. "That's enough," she cried, "quite enough." "But I haven't finished playing." Billy was struggling to get back to the piano, but Auntie held him back. "Oh, yes, you have." Fiona was getting worried. Things were not going as she had planned. Little Billy had almost ruined the show. Quickly, she waved Jeremy forward. Shyly, Jeremy, without taking his eyes off the adults, moved to the centre of the room, which was a very silly thing to do. He did not see Fiona's stool in front of him. Whoosh! Bang! Over he went. The adults thought that was part of the fun and started to clap. Fiona was furious. She rushed and picked Jeremy up, dusted him down, and then turned him towards the adults. With all the adults staring at him, Jeremy could not move with fright. Bravely, he opened his mouth to sing his favourite song. But, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, no sound came out. Jeremy was so frightened he could not sing. So he stood there with his mouth opening and closing like a surprised fish. "What's he doing?" asked Uncle Fred. "He's singing," snapped Fiona, who was beginning to get really fed up. "I can't hear anything," said Uncle Fred. "Well, it's not my fault." Fiona sat down at the side of the stage, getting ready for a big sulk. Everything was going wrong. At the end of his silent song, Jeremy bowed to the adults. Only one clapped. Uncle Eric had been asleep since dinner and had just woken up. It was time for Catherine and her poem. Catherine knew the words by heart, but the sight of all the adults and the parents made her just a little bit nervous, although not nearly as bad as Jeremy. But when she spoke her lines, her voice was high and trembling. "Please can I go to the toilet?" Fiona shot up. Brian, the statue, was talking and holding up his hand. Now statues are not allowed to move or talk. With a tug, Fiona took hold of the statue and threw him in the kitchen. With her high and trembling voice, Catherine started to recite. Now it was a funny poem, and with her silly voice, it sounded even funnier. Before she was halfway through, everybody except Fiona was laughing with their heads off. In fact, Catherine was laughing so much she had to run to the upstairs toilet before she wet herself. Fiona picked up her recorder, jumped up on her stool and started to play. Now Fiona had only just started learning the recorder, and while she could play the right notes, they were not necessarily in the right order. So while the notes sounded great, the song was amiss. After a minute, the adults started to shuffle their feet and yawn, waiting for the noise to finish. Her song was supposed to be the big performance, the one to finish the show. She played the final note and lowered her recorder. There was silence. None of the adults moved. "I finished," snapped Fiona. "Good," said Brian, who had just got back from the toilet. Fiona was just about to start a row with Brian when the kitchen door opened. Little Johnny marched out, straight to the middle of the floor. Fiona had forgotten Johnny. He was supposed to be another statue. She was just about to grab him when he moved to one end of the room. And then do you know what Johnny did? Guess. If you cannot guess, I'll tell you. Little Johnny stood on the edge of the carpet in front of all the adults and then slowly and confidently made a perfect bow to all the people. Then he ran to the middle of the room and whoosh, soared into the air. At the top he turned, made the perfect somersault and landed in the middle of the room. Everyone was astonished. They all stood up and clapped and cheered. In fact, they cheered so much, Little Johnny did another somersault. And then another. Little Johnny's act had been the best. The show was over and the adults turned on the TV. Johnny's mother looked at her son and smiled. "You've been practicing somersaults in bed when you're supposed to be sleeping." Shamefully, little Johnny nodded. His mother laughed. "Now I know why you have so many split pillows," she laughed. But she did not mind, because Johnny had been the star of the show.